Today's daf in Masechet Chulin, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Chav Beit, and we're holding at the Halak of Mishnah. Kosher b'torin pasul b'vnei yonah, kosher b'vnei yonah, pasul b'torin. Tichilat ha-tzihut b'zeh u'b'zeh, pasul. So having begun with our relationship of what is kosher for Shita, turns out to be pasul for Malika, that begins a pattern, and this pattern will take us through to the end of the parak, in which we'll go through various dinim that are opposites, in a sense, so that what's kosher for one is not kosher for the other. And we've got the same situation over here with the two types of birds that are kosher for kinim. So we have torin uvnei yonah. Torin uvnei yonah are not the same species, and they're similar, but one is called a dove, and one is called a pigeon. And it turns out that different stages of growth in these different species are the part of the species that's kosher. So whatever is kosher as a Torah, that age would be possible in a Ben Yonah bird. And whatever is kosher in a Ben Yonah bird, the equivalent age in a Torah, when we say age, we mean the level of maturation, would be possible with Torin. And the mid-stage, which is the Tchilat HaTzihuv, which is the teenage stage, so to speak, that's during pubescence, so that the Torah is only kosher as an adult, and the Ben Yonah is only kosher as a child. And the teenagers, not kosher in either. Tchilat ha-tziyuv, b'zeh u'b'zeh, pasul. Tana Rabbana, Torin gedolim kishirim ketanim pasulim. The older, mature Torah, the adult Torah, is kosher, but the child Torah is pasul. B'nei Yonah ketanim, the child, Ben Yonah, is kosher, but the gadol, the adult, is pasul. And therefore, we said in our Mishnah, Nimtzer kosher betorim, pasul b'vnei yonah, kosher b'vnei yonah, pasul betorim. So where do we learn this out from? The Tana Rabbanan, we actually learn it from the Lashon of the Pasuk. The Pasuk talks about torim, and that means gedolim, as we'll see, the loktani. Because, look, if it hadn't spelled it out for you, if it hadn't said it, then I would have thought Shiyochol or Halodinu. Tosfos says we never have those two words together in the same place because they actually mean completely opposite things. And there's no place in Shas where we find Shiyochol v'Halodinu, because Shiyochol always means to say that if it wouldn't be for this, I never would have thought it. And Halodinu means if it wouldn't be for this, I would have said the following. So it doesn't really add up. But anyway, what it means is that would it not be, if it hadn't written, would it not be a Kal Vachomer that the other stage would be kosher in each bird? Because, I mean, I would start off by saying, look, Uma b'nei yonah, shelo hukshiru b'gadolim hukshiru b'ktanim. What is the stage of maturation that the Torah most prefers? Well, if we see in b'nei yonah that they are not kosher as adults, but they're kosher as a child, as a prepubescent bird. So torim, which are even kosher as adults, for sure should be kosher in that earlier stage, because we find that the Torah prefers that. Talmud Lomar, that's why it excludes by saying the word torim. Now, the Gemara is going to ask how any of this is mashma in the word, but we're assuming right now. The word torim excludes ketanim. So torim means gedolim velo ketanim. And, on the other hand, b'nei yonah implies the child, the ben of the yonah. So b'nei yonah are k'tanim v'lo gedolim. Shiyachol v'alodinu, here too I would say, ba'torim shelo hukshu b'k'tanim, hukshu b'gedolim, now that we have established with that word torim, that they're kosher only as adults, and they're not kosher as children. So b'nei yonah, which are kosher even as children, so for sure should be kosher in the preferred adult stage, right? So therefore, Talmud Lomar, b'nei yonah, it stresses b'nei, the child. And that means ketanim v'lo kadolim. Can you explain to me where you're seeing all of this? I don't see any of this. I just see the name of two types of bird. Torin u'v'nei yonah. I mean, you've made an awful lot out of those words, but how do those words mean what you're saying they mean? Well, let me explain to you. The point is, says Rava, that do we ever find the opposite? Never. It's always, whenever we talk about these birds, anywhere in the Torah, it stresses the Torah and the Ben Yonah. Now, we don't really need, as Tosfos points out, to prove that it's never the opposite. I mean, it's just, even if in one situation, one pasuk, one min is referred to without the ben, and the other one is referred to with the ben, instead of simply saying the b'nei torin uv'yonah, or something like that. So then, it's clear that we're making a difference between the stage of growth, and the yonah is specifically preferred as the ben yonah. So therefore, since it says it this way, it would mean that it's dafka. Torim is an adult and a ben yonah is a child. Now, wait a minute. I mean, I understand why you say the ben yonah. Yes, I mean, why throw in the word ben if you're just talking about a species? You should say torino yonim. But if you'd say the b'nei yonah, that makes sense to me. B'nei yonah, where it says b'feresh b'nei, indeed that means k'tanimim g'dolim lo. But, I mean, torim, it doesn't say anything. So the torim should just be kosher no matter what stage they're at. Iboy g'dolim laite, iboy k'tanim laite, bring whatever stage you want, no? I mean, there's no indication that there's a special level of maturation that's desired here. It's just the name of a species, torim. So why make a big deal of how old it is? Because the Torah is actually comparing. This is a hekesh, torim uvni yonah. And by putting them together as a hekesh in this fashion, you're basically telling me that they have this thing in common, namely their specificity. And the way that they have been mentioned in the pasuk is the way that they are kosher. So just like you understand yourself that if I add in the word b'nei, that it's very specific. So just like the b'nei yonah is specific b'nei yonah, so too the torim is specifically torim and not b'nei torim. That's the point. So if b'nei yonah are ketanim in gedolim lo, so torim also are gedolimin and ketanim lo. Now that's why basically we were relying on the entire picture when we said it in the beginning that torim means X and b'nei yonah means Y. Seeing the entire thing in context now allows us to appreciate what the specificity is that the Torah is comparing these two minim to each other as. So Tana Rabbana, Yochol you kol ha-torim, v'chol b'nei ha-yonah kishirim. Now you might think, then when we say Torim, we mean as long as it's not a child. And when we say B'nei Yonah, we mean as long as it's not an adult. But that would mean that the middle teenage stage, so to speak, the period of pubescence, would actually perhaps be okay. Therefore, the Torah says, Minatorim, Min B'nei HaYonah. So Minatorim means, well, you can't take everything that is a non-child Torah. You can't take everything that is a non-adult Yonah. So it's Minatorim velo kol atorim, and Min B'nei HaYonah velo kol B'nei HaYonah. What is that excluding? It's excluding the teenage bird of either species. And what is that period of pubescence in a bird? How exactly would you tell that this is a teenager, so to speak? Because you can see trilat hatzihuv shebezeh ubezeh. So the feathers that are around the neck begin changing colors with sexual maturity, and they start becoming colored instead of their usual boring colors. So now they already enter into the mating game, but they're still not yet adults. And when they're adults, then everything changes. The feathers across the body change, and they turn into very bright colors and gold and red colors and so on. But that early stage of the turning yellow around the neck, that is, as long as that's the only development, that's merely the beginning of sexual maturity. And therefore, they're considered to be teenagers. So we have the same idea when the Torah is makshir ktanim from the age of gedolim from the age of shtei sarot, which is the beginning of human pubescence, and then we have the shiur that appears by the ben sorer umoreh, which is that middle stage is only that middle stage that goes from the beginning of pubescence until the entire area is covered with hair. Is considered to be something like this stage. So there's this interim stage in which you cannot be a ben, same lashon, ben sorero moret. So he has to be a ben, and on the other hand, he can't be a katan because there's no chiyuv on a katan. So we have that middle stage exactly as it would be described over here, not yet an adult and still not a child. So now the question is, me'ematai hatorim kesherim. So at what point do we consider the adult stage to have arrived for the Torah? And that is from the stage of me sheyazhivu. Me sheyazhivu is where the feathers actually turn gold and bright colors and so on. It's not only gold, but these are beautiful red and gold feathers. And at that point, they're already adult and kosher as a Torah. Me'ematai b'nei yonah pisulim, and as we said, the b'nei yonah become posel as soon as they become teenagers. And that's the stage of mishiyatzim. Tani Yaakov korecha, me'ematai b'nei yonah kisherim. I mean, certainly, I mean, they can't be kosher at birth. We don't have the din, obviously, of shivas yomim tachas imo, because there is no imo. But what is the stage in which they become kosher? I mean, as little chicks, they seem barely to be full organisms. They're just disgusting. They haven't, like, even turned themselves into little birdies yet, really. So they're pre-fledgling. I mean, what would be the shir? Well, it says in the Braita, mi shi'a'u. What in the world is ya'u? Well, who tanila? He said the Braita. And he suggested the Pirush of the Braita, that this word is based actually in the Pasuk in Iyov, where it says Ve'ef Bochav Ya'u Dam. So that Ya'u Dam means that they are sort of dripping with blood, and that would be Omer Abaye Emat Mechishomit Gatfa Mineva Ati Dama. That would be a point at which if you pull out a feather, then blood actually, a drop of blood will be come out together with the feather. That's called Mishia'alus. From that stage until the stage of the psul of Yatsiva, they are kosher. And when it comes to the Torim, from the later Mishia'ashivu, they're kosher. Now, until what point are they kosher? That we'll see later. The Torim, that is to say. Why, Rebbe Zero? So let me ask you something. This middle stage, how do we look at this middle stage? Is it like a definite no-no on both of these meaning? Or is this middle stage essentially not clear to us, whether it's an adult or whether it's a child, and therefore we have to lock it out? How do we look at that? So here would be the way I would set it up. But because this is a very simple test, la halacha, because let's say somebody says, I promised to bring to Hegdesh an Eila, either from Torim or B'nai Yonah. Okay, so he said, it's up to me. Either one that I bring is perfectly okay. Now, in the end, he brings the teenagers of both meaning. So he brought the Tchilat HaTzihuv, both of a Tor and of a Yonah. What's the din? Because if it's a Sveika, basically, we cannot really make up our minds. We have insufficient information as to whether the Torah considers the middle stage to be an adult or a child. So then, Mamanavshach, you would be Yotzei, because you said either one. Okay, so one of these is kosher. Either the Torah is kosher as a teenager, or the Ben Yonah is kosher as a teenager. They can't both be pasul if it's only a suffix. Or is it perhaps Birya Havi? Is it perhaps as if it's considered to be a completely different species, which I think most parents would agree teenagers are. They're certainly not humans. And therefore, you wouldn't be Yotzei Mamanavshach, right? So it's a separate Birya Havi, Velo Nafik. You wouldn't be Yotzei. Well, my Rava Tashma, look, we learned out from the Potsik, and we said, so we needed that pasuk min atorim, min b'nei ayonah, and that tells us that it would be pasul. Now, when a pasuk comes along and tells you something is pasul, how could that be a suffix? I mean, why would the Torah need to tell who's mesupik? Is God mesupik? If you're mesupik, you're mesupik. So then anyway, you wouldn't be able to be yotzi with it. If I need a pasuk to tell me, it can't be that God is mesupik. He's telling you that it's definitely, and that you cannot use this. Otherwise, what's the point of the pasuk?
I did not defend the prince a little bit. I just probably knew.
Therefore, since we learn out from the Pratzik, Prat, Betchilata, Tziyuv, Shebezev, Shebezev, Shepasul, look, I mean, Yamit Bishu, Amat Biriyah, Havet, Shapir, if you're going to tell me that this is completely off for either of them, because it's like a separate species. Okay, that makes sense to me why I need the Pratzik. Well, Yamit Sveika, Havet, if it's a straight out Suffolk, well, it's your Chalamut, a Sveika? Why would I need a pasuk to tell me that a suffix is not, that's your problem, the suffix. It's not God's problem, the suffix. You don't know what it is. Therefore, it must be an absolute. The Keter is coming to tell me that these things are not included, not of either species. So, in reality, says the Gemara, we don't really need a pasuk for that. And we just brought that in a smachta. And therefore, you cannot actually bring a raya from the fact that we brought up this pasuk, because we know from elsewhere that this pasuk comes to tell me a very important halakha, and it is not there to tell me prat betchilas hatziyuv. It's actually there to tell me the same thing that we learn out from min hatson. Let's say, right? We've got all of those means that we were dorish in Vayikra, in the beginning of Vayikra, but Nogea Behemoth. So remember, so we had. We had the various mean. One is to tell me prat l'roveya v'nirva, and one is to tell me prat l'neva, prat l'muktza. Remember all of those drushes that we had? I see Alon doesn't remember. His face is not lighting up, and he's not saying, yes, indeed, oh, how exciting that was. Oh, my gosh. What's the problem? Were you up all night on Shavuos or something? So anyway. The truth is, we need the min to tell me the same thing about the birds. We need these psukim to tell me the same thing that I learn out from these psukim when it comes to the behemoths, and that is that if you have a nirva, and of course, since the particular birds that are brought into Beis HaMikdash do not have any equipment to be rovea, we're not going to be mentioning rovea, but you could have a nirva and a nevad, worship for Avodah Zarah. So I need a pasuk to tell me that it would be possible. Well, why would you think it isn't possible if we saw that the Torah was makbid on all the other karbanos that it's possible? Because I'll tell you why. Sakadei d'chamina. Look, is a bird possible if it has a mum? No. So I might have thought that since the Torah compares specifically the dinim of hashchata to mumim, and it says beferish in that pasuk, it says ki marshatam bahem mum bam. So that means that what we're looking at, no, what we're looking at is a comparison of hashkata and mum. B'tana revei Rav Yishmael, kol makom shenemar hashkata, eno ela dbar erva. If the word hashkata is used, it means by definition something that involves arayot or something and avodas kochavim. How do we see that? Back in Noach and the Mabul. So it says over there, ki hishchit kol basarata ko al ha'aretz. It's clearly that is darko is referring to dvar erva. Avodat kochavim, nirti pen tashchitun. So that hashkata is a reference to those two psulim. Now, since the Torah compared those psulim to mumin, so I would have said, look, if the mumin is posobo, so then these things are posobo. Kol she'amum posobo, dvar erva ve'avodat kochavim poslimbo. But kol she'enamum posobo, ein dvar erva ve'avodat kochavim poslimbo. And therefore, Hani ofot ho'il v'lo pasil b'humuma. We know that there is no psul of a mum when it comes to birds. The Yomamar tamud v'zachrut b'vehima ve'ein tamud v'zachrut b'ofot. Since the Torah specifies dafka by behema tamim zachar, neither of which appear by birds. So I would have said, okay, so if the Torah is not makbid on the part of the mum, then it's not makbid on the other element of hashchata, which is dvar erva and avodat kochavim. Therefore, I need a special pasuk to tell me, Haim, I would have thought Var Erva, the Avodat Kochavim, Namilu Lipsalu, Kamash Malan, that in fact birds are possible if they are Nirva Mine'evad. But as far as the Pasuk is concerned, we do not have a raya that it's definitely an out at the teenage stage, because we had just quoted the Pasuk as the Smach to Be'alma, and Rava Raya, therefore, in saying Prat, the Tchilas Hatziyav comes from a Pasuk, is not really much of a raya, since it's not Nogea La Lacha. It's not really the meaning, I should say, of that Pasuk at all.